Buying a home can be exciting, scary, and sometimes even a little nerve-wracking. You spend countless hours dreaming of what the perfect home will look like. You start planning and you do what's necessary to make your dream a reality. For some folks, that means decreasing your expenses to save money. For others, that means learning about credit and increasing your credit score for lower monthly mortgage payments. And yet for others, that means spending hours taking prerequisite home buying classes to qualify for home buying assistance programs and to learn how to change behaviors to sustainable habits to help you retain the home. There are a lot of sacrifices that people make to purchase a home. You tour dozens of homes and then finally you find the home that's right for you. And then disaster. Welcome to another episode of Homeowner Nightmares. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas, and my goal is to help you not only procure a home investment, but to also maintain and keep it. These homeowner nightmares are shared for educational purposes and to provide solutions. Please be advised that the names and the exact addresses in these episodes have been changed to protect their privacy and the identities of all parties involved. A woman returns from her vacation only to find that her longtime family property had been demolished. "I am furious," she said. "I keep waking up and thinking that this is all a joke, that it's just not real. I am in shock." She said that one of her neighbors called her while she was away on vacation and asked if she had hired someone to tear down her vacant home. Her response was no. The neighbor then says, "Well, there's someone over here who just demolished the entire house and tore it all down." The neighbor then confronted the people who demolished the home, but was then told to shut up and mind her business. So the homeowner sent a family member over to see what was going on and to ask if there was a permit. When the person in charge of the site checked the permit, it was then that he discovered that they had demolished the wrong address. The property owner said that the property had been boarded up for 15 years. Although it was covered, the grass was always cut, the yard was always clean, and the taxes are paid and everything is up on it. After the company realized that they had demolished the wrong address, they packed up everything and just drove off with no solution, no word of apologies. The homeowner says they're still in the process of trying to figure out what to do. The homeowner says she has not heard anything from the company, and that is just so hard to believe that someone thinks that it is all right to just come and tear something up and walk away from it and didn't come back to even say, "I'm sorry. What do we need to do to fix this? It was an accident." They didn't give anything. And now she has a big mess, a big rubble pile of mess. The company is still investigating and they have yet to respond. Now, guys, there's just a few things that I want to say about this particular homeowner nightmare. Number one, she was an out-of-state owner, right? So she was an absentee owner, meaning that she did not live in the property. It was not her primary residence. And the other thing is that she was out of state. She was an out-of-state owner. One of the things that this property owner, because she did not live in the area, one of the good things about the situation is the fact that she had a connection with her neighbor. Her neighbor was her lookout for her. Guys, when you are an absentee owner or when you do not live in the property as your primary care residence or your primary residence, I should say, you want someone to be on the lookout for you. right? And have your best interest in mind so that they can alert you when things go wrong and you're not in the area. Her neighbor immediately called her when she saw that something was not right, right? You, again, if you are an absentee owner or if you are an out-of-state owner, if you own property in another state, you want to have someone to look, be on the lookout. Either you can hire a property manager, and any real estate agent can do it for you and can offer that service to you as well. If you are out of state, a real estate agent or someone, a neighbor, get in touch with the neighbor, connect with the neighbors, and let them know what is going on so that they can be on the lookout for your property. Again, there are some real estate agents who will not only look out for the property, drive by every now and then, go in and inspect the property because we do have squatters. There are squatters, and then it's sometimes difficult to get those squatters out. You wouldn't have to go through courts and everything, which takes a long time, right? The bottom line is you are able to hire a real estate agent or someone to check on your property to make sure that it is up to par, to make sure that it is taken care of. There are even some agents who are able to, along with that property management service, they are able to keep the grass cut and keep a lookout for that property. Or, like in this case, you can get your neighbors to be on the lookout. I'm assuming that this person, that they hired a company to keep up on the grass and things of that nature, right? Because they're not there. But the thing with this is, like I said, she was on vacation, so she could have been out of the country, what have you. The point is that you want to have someone to look out for your property if you are an absentee owner, even if you live within the state, because there are some people who live in maybe Upper Marlboro, Maryland, but they own a property maybe in Hyattsville or something like that. So they live in the same state, but they're not right there in the neighborhood. Again, you can drive by frequently. You can connect with your neighbors and ask them to be on the lookout for you, or you can hire someone or some company to be on the lookout and manage your property in your absence. All right, guys, I hope that this was helpful. If it is, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button for me. And be on the lookout for more of these homeowner nightmares. It's so unfortunate, but I feel like it's necessary so that you can be empowered to focus on solutions and to understand that if you are going through, you're not the only one. All right, guys, thank you. I hope that this has been helpful. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you have a nightmare that you want to share or would like to have posted in these podcasts and YouTube channel, go ahead and send it to me, and I'll be happy to get that done for you. All right, thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.